53. If we've got some lines available, if you want to be part of the program. Look, we've talked about this morning. What do you make of this national rollout of the cashless debit card? The Prime Minister on the weekend is looking at rolling it out nationally. They say that they've had some great results where it's been used in a test. The Prime Minister says the results from the trials, which quarantines 80% of unemployment and various other welfare payments to prevent being spent on alcohol, drugs and gambling. Our employment expert is Graeme Wynn from Superior People Recruitment. We've talked about this in the past, Graeme, haven't we? Good morning.
Good morning, Luke. And yes, we have discussed this before, yes.
Are you a fan?
In principle, yes. But there are a lot of issues with it. But I think in principle, yes, I am a fan of it. And partly because it is taxpayers' money, and we should therefore be making sure it is spent in the best way possible and not wasted. And as you say, it's only 80% that will be quarantined. And the way they're looking to work this is that basically it's for new people only. So those already on benefits will not come under this at all. So it's for new recipients only, going for the New Start or the Youth Allowance. They'll be tested randomly. And if you fail that first test, nothing happens. You get a second test in 25 days. And if that then fails, the drug test, your payments go on the cashless system. You don't lose any money whatsoever. It just changed the cashless system. But you also go into a drug program to help you as well. That's what they're trying to do with it.
Okay. So, there's two things to discuss here. Number one, that announced today, the Morrison government's going to have yet another crack at passing legislation to pass these trial drug tests for welfare recipients. I want to ask our listeners, 133353, do you think that if you are receiving a benefit, and in this case an unemployment benefit, New Start, does the government have a right to test you for illegal substances? And if you are testing positive, well, you get another chance, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so there's no penalty if you're testing positive. If you test positive a second time, then your money's quarantined. Is that how it works?
Exactly correct. Yes, that's how it works.
All right. So there's two things here. One, the cashless pay card. Do you think it's a worthwhile way of keeping track of our taxes? 133353. You can ring through right now. And does the government have the right to randomly drug test recipients of unemployment benefits? Now, Graeme, you know that we have a lot of people listening to us right now who work bloody hard for their money, but they have to undergo random drug and alcohol tests before they can go to work, correct?
Absolutely, and that's the issue. There are workplaces where, because of the job you have to have random drug testing. So why would it be any different for people on Centrelink? I don't understand why we say it's different at all. The other interesting thing with this is from next year, they're also allowing people to volunteer to go on the cashless card system. So if you're having trouble managing your money yourself and issues with it, you can volunteer to go onto this system as well.
How many people would do that, I wonder?
I think not many, but I think it's a good idea if you can't manage your money. But you're right. Workplaces have random drug testing, random alcohol testing. So why not? I don't understand what the issue is with this. It's not an invasion of privacy. It's simply random testing. And as you say, your money is not impacted. It's only if you fail a second test that you go on the cashless system, still for the same amount of money, but you're also given a drug diversion program to try and help you. So I don't see the issue with this at all.
Okay. So, folks, what do you make of it? 133353, do people who are receiving a benefit, and in this case it's an unemployment benefit, should they be receiving that benefit if they are taking illegal, illicit drugs? As I say, plenty of people listening to us who drive and operate heavy machinery, for example, people who work in mines, Graeme, who listen to us regularly, they tell me that they have to undergo random drug and alcohol testing. And if they fail, well, they're gone.
They lose their job. There's no second chance. They lose their jobs. So, you know, it's even harsher when you're working if you fail a drug test. So, yeah, I think it's crazy that we're actually fighting this. And Jackie Lamb's already kind of said she won't support it. So that's one of his crossbenchers gone. He needs four of the six to support it. So who knows if it'll get through or not.
And what's Jackie Lamb? Look, there are loopholes with the quarantining of money.
Yes.
I had, Graeme, do you remember if it was either a caller from far north Queensland, it could have been Townsville, could have been Cairns. She worked in the checkout at a supermarket. And she said that people with the quarantine money, with the cashless debit card, are buying groceries, but they're non-perishable. They put them in the trolley. They then wheel the trolley around to the refund counter, and they're getting a cash refund for the groceries they're returning, and that refund doesn't go back on the card. They're given it in cash.
Yep.
Now, I don't know if that's true, but that's what someone told me. You might remember that.
I do remember that. And that is certainly something that's been raised quite a few times, that people can do that. And the other issue with it is that I was talking to somebody else about this, and they were saying, well, if you've got a friend who goes to, you know, gives you cash, well, here's cash, here's $50, I'll go and use your card and get groceries myself. So you can do it that way. And the other concern with this is, okay, if we're saying that you're on drugs and therefore we're going to quarantine 80% of your money, if you are in a really bad situation, does it have the potential of making those people want to steal more, rob more, because they need access to more cash? That's the other part that we could open up here. So these people become more desperate.
There's suggestions that it's going to create crime. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, because these people are on drugs who need cash, will then potentially go to crime because they need more cash than what they're getting through the Centrelink system. So there is that risk as well. So the question is this a band-aid really we're putting on this, or are we really trying to fix the problem here?
I'd like to know what my listeners think. 133353, you'll hear all about this today. Just before you go, Graham, Daniel wants to say something. Yes, Daniel?
Yeah, g'day. How you going, mate?
Good. Just while Graham's on the other line, what did you want to say?
Yeah, I think if you're on any kind of Centrelink benefits, especially with the unemployment, I think you should have to be drug tested regularly. Once every 3 months, I think, would be sufficient. I'm a truck driver and we have to be tested all the time to keep our jobs.
Yeah,
I'm just not sure why people that... Obviously, there's people out there that are studying and everything, but there's people out there that are just refusing to work who are drug addicts, and they keep these benefits. You know, I work really, really hard for my money and I pay taxes, and they can just live the high life and take drugs all week and not get anything taken away from them.
Well, Graham, this is exactly what you're saying.
Exactly. And I've had people come to my office for interviews, and you can smell alcohol on them, you can smell drugs on them, whatever, you can smell it. And you know they've got no chance. They don't want to work. They're not going to get a job. They're not in a position to work. And if we report them, nothing happens. So it's just going on. We need to do something more about this, Luke.
Daniel has to undergo drug testing in order to earn a living. He's paying, his taxes are paying for these benefits.
If one of my staff came to work incapacitated, they'd lose their job.
Okay, but at the moment, if you are tested and found positive, you don't lose your benefit. You get you get one chance, and this is what drives me cuckoo, Daniel, and probably you too. And if you get caught a second time, well, then you go on the cashless card. I bet you there are people out there in Triple M land that are saying, "Hang on, you get caught twice positive to an illegal drug, you should lose your benefit." All up. What do you say to that, Daniel?
Yeah, well, I think the cashless card, there's going to be lots of loopholes. You know, if you've got a family member who does the right thing, you might be able to let them use your card and then they can give you cash and then you can go do what you want with it. I believe if you're caught, I think once, but definitely twice, I think you should be at least have your benefits suspended for 3 months.
Suspended for 3 months. What do you think, folks? 133353. Daniel, thanks for your call.
No worries. Thank you, mate. Good job. Keep it up.
Are we being too harsh, I wonder? Are we being...
The problem with suspending payments, they become more desperate. So that's the issue with that. So you have to ask yourself, rather than a cashless system, do we have to say, well, okay, use myself, okay, Graham, your rent is $40 a week or this, and actually take those payments from me and do those payments for me and then give me the balance?
Okay, but if somebody has a drug habit and you've taken their money away, are they then going to be forced into breaking the law to continue that habit? That's what you're saying. Are we going to create more crime?
That's a risk, I think, yes.
Okay, interesting stuff. 133353, do you have some strong thoughts on this, folks? I'd like to hear from you. And instead of the money going on the cashless debit card, should a benefit be taken away for, say, 3 months, as the previous caller suggested? Just one final thing, Graham. I'm sure that you'll have an opinion on this. Story out of Japan. A company in Japan, Graham's, offering its non-smoking workers an extra 6 days off a year to offset the amount of time those who smoked took during cigarette breaks, and also to try and encourage people to give up. Good idea.
I love the idea. I think it's a brilliant idea. I think it's Japanese have some great ideas. This is perfect. Smokers, they do take a lot of breaks, and therefore non-smokers are penalised in some way by having to work longer hours. But also health factor-wise, it would encourage smokers potentially to stop smoking. I think it's a brilliant idea, Luke.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant
an,
idea.
An extra 6 days off a year. I mean, it's another week's holiday.
It is, yeah.
And this is paid leave. I'd like to hear from people who work with smokers. Does it drive you cuckoo
Just on that point, Luke, I'm seeing more and more of my clients now saying to me, we want non-smokers. It's happening more and more.
Really?
Absolutely, yes. They're asking for non-smokers now. It's happening far more often than it used to. And as you say, you can normally find this out quite comfortably from people.
Are you allowed to ask at the job interview if you're a smoker?
Not allowed to ask, but you can normally smell it on people. But you can ask, you can sort of do general conversations about things like smoking, and they will normally tell you if they're a smoker or not, or you can see their Facebook pages, if they're holding cigarettes, whatever. But more and more employers are now saying to me, we want non-smokers.
Well, Jesus, Graham, you've just given me another 3 hours of talkback radio, and I've only got 20 minutes,
Sorry about that.
Is it discriminatory to not employ a smoker? Let's throw that into the mix this morning. 133353 is the telephone number. Does a potential employer have a right to not employ a smoker because he believes that it's just not time effective? The time that they spend smoking and getting up and organising the cigarettes and the lighter and who's coming with me down to the street. Graham's telling us that more and more of his clients are asking for non-smokers. 133353. Always good to talk, Graham.
All right, Luke, we'll talk again soon.
There he is, employment expert here on the Night Shift, Graham.